You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Almond, the only stand-up comedy radio show in upstate New York. Here in WCDB Albany, I've got a special guest, local comedian Tony Jackson. How's it going, Tony?
I'm done raping people, so I'm ready.
Are you a rapist? Let's just get that out of the way.
It's because I'm black, isn't it, Ethan? It's because I'm black.
It's because of a Google search.
No, it's because I'm black.
Probably, yeah.
Yep, no, that's me. I rape people.
The teenagers and whatnot.
Exactly.
So,
great way to start.
Yes, very great way. Thank you for calling out. I've wanted to have you on the show for a while. I'm glad we finally got it worked out.
I'm glad I made it into the rape segment.
Yes. Yeah, maybe next time we'll find another crime to blame you.
Exactly. If you have an axe murder show, I'm there.
Jackson Axeman. Jackson Axeman. All right. So you've only been doing stand-up for a little bit, but I was just playing Big J Okerson. You've opened for him.
Yeah, I have.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I feel about, I think, 3 months since I did my first open mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, no one told that to Big J, I hope, but yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I loved it. That was great. I can't remember how long. How long has it been since you first started?
I think the 10th of this month will be 8 months total.
Excellent. Wow. That's really impressive. I'm really, I think that's great.
I don't know why. I mean, I just want to do an open mic and things will just happen from there. So I figured about another month, people will stop laughing at me and I can go back to do my day job.
Well, hopefully not. Now, being one of my couple token black friends, I've got a couple token black friends.
All right.
Now, I want to know, I see this thing on the news where they're reprinting Huck Finn by Mark Twain, and they're taking out every use of the N-word, and they're replacing it with slave. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I saw the story, too. And what really got me is they threw out a number for, like, how many times it's used.
Right.
Like 190 something times.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I thought it was like a casual reference to that, you know, to the N-word, Jim, but apparently it's his name. I mean, it's not like it's a nickname. It's like on his birth certificate or something. You know, and then they replace it with slave. Oh, that's so much better.
It seems just more offensive that they're replacing it with slave. Jim? Why not Jim, you know?
Yeah, you know, because deleting the word was much harder than putting another one in.
Yeah. Yeah, they just did Control F, and then they replaced all the N-words with slave. Now, are they capitalizing slave? Is he, like, a professional slave, so you capitalize it? Like,
I don't know. I'm going to have to look in the NAACP newsletter, Ethan. I'm really not sure. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, go check your mailbox and.
I will. I'm letting my people down right now. I know it.
But so, just honestly, like, is it offensive to you, or is it just like, you know, these are just more stupid white people? Like, what do you think?
Well, you know what? It is stupid. You know, I feel bad for white people because y'all can't say shit. Oops, that's the wrong word. Bad, but y'all can't say anything. I mean, really. You know, you get in trouble. There are white people that get nervous to even say the word black around black people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're like, that black cat. Oh, no, that African-American cat.
Yeah.
And the cat's not from Africa. I mean, but, you know, so it's a book. You know, back then it was, you know, how he was referred to. It really doesn't offend me. I think it's more offensive that they don't think we're mature enough to understand that, you know, that's just how the, you know, Jim was referred to at the time.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely.
No, it doesn't offend me. No, I played on it when I was, you know, when I was in elementary school. I was in an all-white school, and I was like one of maybe three black kids in the entire school.
Wow.
And, you know, white guilt is one of my favorite games. Even back then it was. So I pretended to be always offended when the teacher read the book. And I got my dad came and got me, and I got to leave school for a day.
Oh, that's so great.
Hey, white
abusing the system.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
But no, not offensive to me at all. I laugh about it right now.
Yeah. Well, do you have any local shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, I will be at Northern Lights in Clifton Park on Saturday. Show starts at 8.
Great. And that's, is that with Comic Syndrome?
No, it's actually the Cranman Rock and Roll Fashion Show.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be wearing fashionable stuff?
No, actually, I will be backstage being rejected by about 60 models.
Excellent. keep a tally for me if you could.
It'll be a banner night for me. I plan on it.
Well, Tony, thank you for calling in. I want to get you in studio. I want you to co-host sometime. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Let me know. I'd love to.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yep, bye. It was Tony Jackson, comedian Tony Jackson. I think you can check him out on Facebook. Facebook.com/comedian Tony Jackson. I'm pretty sure. I'm sure if you search him on YouTube, you can find him as well. Really funny guy. So thanks for him to calling in.